Sanhedrin, Perekei Mishnah Aleph. We learned in Perek Dalid a lot of the procedural inyonim, legabe how the Sanhedrin functions, how they deliberate, and how they come out with the Psak Halacha. We haven't really dealt with Dinei Nefoshes yet. That we'll deal with in Mitzvah Hashem in future Prokim. But what we didn't deal with, even though it came up, is exactly how the procedure of cross-examining the Edim went. This is the policy that's called Drisha V'Chakira. And we had in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, that Midei Raisa, the Torah says, Mishpat Echad Yelochem, there's no difference between the accuracy and the reliability of Edim and the Dinim that you need for Dinim Momenis and Dinim Nefoshes. And the Torah says on both of them, Dorashto V'chokarto Hetiv. Now let's go back to the Posuk of Dorashto V'chokarto, and let's read it more carefully. And this is the Hagdom of the Rav to this Mishnah. Loshon of the Pasuk in Pasha Shoiftim is V'dorashto v'chokarto v'sho'alto heitiv. Dorashto v'chokarto v'sho'alto is three different Loshonis. So the Rav says, Harei kan shloisha. Except that v'sho'alto is not part of the Loshonis, because we have drishos, chakiris, we don't have she'elois. So drishos v'chakiris is two. He brings another pasuk that says, "V'hu gad l'cho v'shomato v'dorashto heitiv." It's a pasuk in Parshas Kisetze. So now we're up to five. Another pasuk, further in Parshas Kisetze, "V'dorshu ha'shoiftim heitiv," is nachat zvei, is another two, total of three plus two is seven. So that's why the Mishnah says, "Hayubaitkin oisim b'sheva chakiros." We have in the drush, the way we just said it, a remez or a drush for sheva chakiros. Be'ezer Shavua, now the basic idea over here is going to be the when. When you're trying to investigate something, it's like the Welt uses the Nusach, who, what, when, where, and how. Maybe why, the why is not so negay over here, we just have to figure out the what. But we do have to figure out the when. For the when, the Mishnah uses a bunch of shailas. Be'ezer Shavua. Be'ezer Shavua means which 7 years, which Shemitah, there's no statute of limitations on a din Torah. Be'ezer Shona, which year? Be'ezer Chodesh, which month? Be'kama B'Chodesh, which day of the month? Be'ezer Yoim, which day of the week? Be'ezer Sha'ah, which hour of the day? Be'ezer Mokum, where? That's really not when, but it's where. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Be'ezer Yoim, Be'ezer Sha'ah, Be'ezer Mokum. Obviously, Rabbi Yossi doesn't darshan the drosha that we just said above. Remember that it's a drosha from three different places. And the reason why Chazal Kadash and such a drosha is because we're not really weighing in on how reliable the Eidus has to be. They have, the Bezna has to nail down when the Uvda is that the Eidim are speaking about. Lav Dafka, that procedurally you have to ask those Shailas. So Yosi says, hey Yos, it'll be Nizbar. When you boil down to Be'ezer Yom, Be'ezer Sha'ah, Be'ezer Mokum, they're going to say a story, and from the story is going to come out when it was, and you're going to have, the Dayan are going to have a picture of when and where. So the Shaila is procedurally whether you have to ask those Shailas. No, that is Mevaton, he doesn't darshan. The Chomold L'maisa, this is the Tzura in Drush of the way the Torah sets it up. The Gemara is Moisiv in Akuda, that it's being Moisiv the Bedikois, is also puts more pressure on the Edim. It's a chelik of the being mevalbul them, being ma'ayim them, in order to really pin them down. So the machlokes is not really in terms of how accurate the Edus has to be. Rishonim discuss what happens if it's taken not klar according to Rabbi Yosi mitoch divrem, from when they're saying all this story, when it was. So then you do have to pin it down. There's a cloud, by the way, over here that you have to know when an Edus was. Because there's one of the golden rules of Hilchas Eidus is that what adds to the accuracy that Gemara learns out from Apostle is that it has to be Eidus She'ata Yochel Lahazimo. Eidus, in order to be accurate, in order to be reliable, has to be Eidus that has a sword hanging over the Edom's head. What's that sword? They're going to be made when and where something happened. Other Edom could theoretically come along and say, Imanu Hayisem B'mokim Acher. And with that, they'll be mazim, and they'll have to pay the ultimate price. It's not just going to be a hakosh, it's trey a trey. The Torah is mechadish, we're not learning Maseches Makis now, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll leave it for there, but in the din of Hazoma is mevur, that the second kat edim that say against the first kat, imonu ayisim v'mokim ploini, the first kat is going to pay. Kashazomam lasis lochiv ken yo soloi. So Mela, because of that, that's why the bedikas add to the accuracy and the reliability of the edim. So you have to pin them down on the when and the where. That's not a question. So even according to Rabbi Yossi, if it's not mizbar mitech the story, you're going to have to be mavar. But there's no din in procedure to ask the questions. And what happens if b'teich advarim, the edim, say the story? Again, the Rishonim discuss even according to Chacham. Do you have to ask a question that was anyways nizbar b'shaitoi? You ask them when, and they start giving a whole story. Do you have to ask the question? So it's a procedural machlokes. The Mishnah now adds other bedikos, which are not the when and the where. They're details. Makirim atamoisoi? Do you know the nerag? The Mepharshim explained, we're talking about Ritzicha. So the Rav brings from the Gemara, maybe he was a goy. Then the Rav adds an important line. V'zu einim min ha-chakira shemevi'es lidei ha-zama. The way we just explained the when and the where, it's all in order to force them to identify exactly when and where to set them up for ha-zama. And that kashes the edus. This is not. Elakishar bedikois, this is really the difference between the word chakiris and bedikois. Well, we just were magdim in the Mishnah, bedika chakiru, hayu boitkin oise b'sheva chakiris. These are called chakirois. Bedikois are questions that don't bring to hazama. They're not crucial for the edis, but what you do is you ask a bunch of details, because if the two edim don't shtim, then you're going to bring the two edim to be machish each other. It's not to be maybe oisom, to a possible hazama. Which that's a prerequisite for the kashrus of the edus. But he's just setting them up in order to drill them that if there's going to be an inconsistency, you'll be able to pass the lab edim. So we asked them, Makirin atamoisoi, did you recognize the victim? Hisrei simboi, did you give hasro? Without giving hasro, the edus won't kill. Hoivir avaydizora. We ask him, "Is mi ovad? Which avaydizora?" They ask him details. Was it bal? Was it moilach? Was it poer? Ubame ovad. What was the avaydah that he did? The Rav brings a dogma. Was it shchita? A shchita of a carbon? Rachman slant avaydizora or ishtachavo? Both of them are chalokim. I said before bal and moilach. And lamaisa, the Rav says, "Is mi ovad le poer elamar kulus." We just explained, and this is what comes out of the Rav, that there's chakiros and bedikos. The chakiros are the sheva chakiros that are necessary for edus shatu yochel hazima. Bedikos are various other shalos, but all these shalos are important. Is there chiv ritzich or not? Is there chiv avoy dezor? What exactly is the mechayev? Lemaisa, some rishonim have a subdivision of that, and they have a different type of question called drishos. Drishos is what's mentioned over here in the Mishnah, the second, the last part of the Mishnah. The chalokim that are necessary, the necessary details for the chiv, they're not part of the sheva chakiros that we learned out from the drasha before, they're bedikos. I'm sorry, they're drishos. But bedikos is something else. The term bedikos refers to different details that could trip the edim up. You'll ask them, what color was the sword that was used? What color clothing the Nerag was wearing? Now, none of these details are important for the nature of the Mechayev. It's not a shalav whether it was Hasro, whether the victim was a Yid, whether there was a Maisa Avodizor. You're not talking about something that's important. But it's a Hechet Timtza, again, to set up the Eidim that if there's an inconsistency, so you can say that they're Machish each other. So that also they were Marba. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Beis, Kol Amarbe Bebdika is Hareze Meshubach. It's a Lashna we have in many places in Chazal, most famously, Kol Amarbe Be'tzipu Yitzis Mitzrayim Hareze Meshubach. So here the Mishnah uses, over here, for the accuracy of a Din Torah. The Gemara explains, as we'll see, Behemshech HaMishnah, that over here we're not dealing with Shailas of the when and the where, which are Shailas that are crucial in order to make an Eidushat Yochel Hazimah. We also might not be dealing with zeitige shailas of details to trip up the edim, what we described as drishos. We're describing details over here that, however, can be dispensed with. The nafkamina is that if one of the edim says eini yedea, so you can't hold it against him. He might not have noticed something. See what the Mishnah says behemshech. Maisa ubodak ben zakai. Santaloshan, we don't have in Mishnayis that the Tana, the Heilige Tana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, is called Ben Zakkai. Others want a taina maybe that he was younger at that point. He was a Talmud by Talmud Don Lufnei Rabbi Hoyba Yisrael by Hillel HaZaken. So that's why he's called Ben Zakeh. So steht in Rav. So Lamaisa Bodak Ben Zakeh Beukze Te'enim. He was Boydik, the tree under which the Maisa took place. Doesn't make a difference if it's Avod Zohar and Tzicha. They asked him, where was it? It was in such and such a field, under a tree. What type of tree was it? Is the type of tree important for the murder that was done underneath the tree? This is clearly just a question that's designed in order to pin the aid down and maybe to create inconsistencies between the two aidim. And that's what the Mishnah points out. Ma ben chakiris lebedikos chakiris, the seven questions of where and when. Echroi me'eni yedei edusim betelo. You can't be mekabel an edus because it's edus shiati yochel lazimo. Bedikos. Echroi me'eni yedei. Not only is there no steer between the one that says, I know what type of tree, and the other one says, I don't remember, I didn't see it. What do you mean you didn't see it? The other guy saw it. Ah, is there inconsistency? No. He says anything, he didn't notice. He was so focused on the mice, he didn't notice. So you say, Edim, you don't notice what's going on around you. Ah, throw the Edis out. No, we don't. The Edusan Kayemes. Echod Chakirois ve Echod Bidikois. Bizman Shemachishin Ze Eduson Bitelo. Both Chakiris and Bidikois, Lemaisa, if they machish each other, the inconsistency passes the Edus. That much yeah. Now there's an interesting Hosof over here. The Lashon of the Mishnah, Chakiris Echrei Me'eni Edu Eduson Bitelo. The Edus is bottle. Whose Edus is bottle? Pashtus. Let's say you have two Edim that come and say Edus. The Edus of the one that says Eni Edus is bottle. The other one answered the question legitimately. Now you can't kill or paskin al pi one aid, so you'll have to wait for somebody else. And let's say there were three aidim. So two of them are kosher, one is posel. So you look lemaisa at the mefarshim, that once the aidim are made together, the Rav brings, v'chol's man she'efshe l'kayim teres hazam be'echen min aidim kolo aidis botlo. This is a famous principle in the end of the first pack of Makis. Aidus she'botlo miktsoso botlo kulo. Edim have to be turned into muzamim. The din, the chalois dinim on the edim have to be chal together. They have to be kosher together. The whole kad has to be niskabel. If one of the edim in a group of 11 edim is posel, is a korev, or some other psul, the din is the whole kad becomes posel. We look at it all as one group. The details of this halacha, which are very complex, we'll discuss mitzvah Hashem, like we said at the end of the first parak of Makkah. Suffice it over here to say that since these edim were all made together, now you have an edu shiat yochel azim, because to be mazim, the chalois teras chiv edim zayim has to be chal on the whole kat, and it can't be, because one of them said any edah. L'chore, that invalidates the whole kat. This is l'maisa Rashi's Havona. You look at Reb Kiv Eger, there's a different pshat in Tosfos, that maybe else the one ed saying any edah, you're not going to say that the whole kat is bottle, because of edu shiat yochel azim. Novos, at the end of the day, since that aid is possible because he's an aid, Yati Yochel Azimo, so he has a din of Nimtza Echemem Karve Possel, and because of that, it's like, had, like we said, you have 11 aidim, and one of them turns out to be the subject of the Aidus's brother, so Lamaisa, the whole cat is possible. This guy is possible because of the Eni Yedea. So that's why he passes up the whole cat aidim. There might be enough communities between the two Havonas. The Gemara has an arichus, a long arichus on this point, on Daf Mem Aleph. And according to one way of learning the Gemara, look at the Rambam, the maskonus asugi is to learn that, no, we don't say that Eidus over here is a nimtzach mem korv apostle. We don't say that the whole cat includes an aid of any edea. What we do is we look at an aid that says any edea on a chakira, that he's not an aid. Since that's a prerequisite for Eidus, that part of the etzim cheftz of the Eidus is saying the when and the where of the Eidus. That's not a question and you tripped him up. That means etnish gezogt. He didn't say Eidus. If he didn't say Eidus, there's no nimtzach mem korv apostle. It's not Eidus shi'iyat yochel azim. It's not Eidus. So mele, because of that, the maskonas halacha would be that we take the other two Eidim, and the third Eid that said any edea, we could throw out. So similar to the idea, we'll just make a vaitet sushto, we had earlier, we have three dayanim. Two dayanim say that Reuven owes Shimon $100. The third dayan says, I can't come to Maskon, any edea. We don't see that as two edim versus one who's undecided. we see a dayin that says any yedeh as nishkan dayin. There's no psak. If there's no psak, he's not a dayin. So we have to be moisiv dayonim. We don't say the two against one. We say that there's only two dayonim sitting. It's a dinter without three dayonim. And any yedeh heis nishkan dayin, or by a chakira, heis nisht an aid. So that's the maskonis HaGemara.